Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It turns out that I have something in common with a bunch of millennials. Two-thirds of millennials say that they sleep without any clothes on. Now, I started sleeping naked a few years back whenever I was having problems with my acid reflux. And Dr. Sandin, he said, hey, you know, you're squeezing your belly at night whenever you're going to bed. And if you just had dinner, you're pressing on it with those elastic waistbands because you wear tidy whities. And he said, if you sleep naked, you won't put as much pressure on it and you might have less acid reflux. And I went to sleeping naked.
Okay. So, and the other day we were talking about it, like, what if your house catches on fire and the first thing you grab is your Pomeranian?
This is true. And yeah. I was just reading a story about a house fire. The firemen show up and the guy comes to the door naked.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do you do?
Grab a dog, Pomeranian.
Yeah, hopefully.
It's a very large Pomeranian, I might
add. Sure it is. Yeah, right.
But now, one problem with this is that, you know, I started this back before I had kids. And my daughter is not a big fan of me sleeping naked. She won't, like, sleep on... She won't even get on the same side of the bed as I have been on.
Okay.
She's like, she doesn't want to lay in the covers where Dad's been naked before.
I can see her point there. Or even.
Oh, you know, me too.
You're okay. With your son. Like, because you say you guys, sometimes he'll crawl in bed with you.
Right.
You're got naked daddy there.
I got a body pillow between us.
Okay.
DSS on line 3.
That is weird.
That's so weird. They called me too. At home the other day.
That is weird. I never thought of it like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I've started trying to wear underwear when I think the kids are going to end up in the bed for some reason. Or like if I have to go lay down with them, I'll put on underwear.
Well,
I hope that's nice of you.
Well, I used to just take the Pomeranian.
Yeah, okay.
But now I wear underwear when I go down the hall. And my neighbors have said things. Thanks, too, because we have those windows that look in. But apparently millennials are also doing this. They say that it keeps them free and happy. And the big complaint they're getting, a lot of the millennials is getting, is their moms and dads are complaining about it.
Ah, yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of them stay in the house till they're 26 or whatever. Yeah. And so the mom and dad are like, please sleep with some clothes on.
Oh, well, yeah, I could see why.
But so now you sleep in underwear then?
I do boxers, yeah. I kind of, you know, the boxer thing. I don't like it specifically because when I turn over, they don't turn over with me sometimes.
So why do you do it then?
Well, I don't want to sleep naked because that's just creepy.
Okay.
And I don't like tidy whities.
Oh, that's just tight.
Yeah, just too tight when you're sleeping.
That's what my doctor said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cato, you do boxer briefs in bed?
Not as much boxer briefs because they are a little tighter. So I will throw on like a pair of big boxers I have, or I'll sleep naked. And it all depends on if my sheets are clean.
Wait a second. You just called me out for sleeping naked. And
I know.
Now you admit that you do it too?
I don't have kids that come in there and climb in bed with me.
Yeah, right, yeah.
But I'll only do it if I've just washed sheets. I'm not going to sleep naked till they.
Really? That's the best time.
No.
They're so
clean. I want to wait before I get them dirty.
And then, of course, Heidi, we know, you know, you sleep naked. And you got your clothes beside your bed for in case the fire does.
Ready to go.
You just jump right into your shoes.
I do like a fireman.
Yeah.
My shoes are down there, my pajama bottoms.
Yeah, we're talking about that.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about it again.
No.
Do you have them set up so that, like, they're on, like, a mannequin or something so you can just step into them, or how does that work?
I have the shoes on the bottom, and then I have folded pajama pants right there so that literally when I turn to get off the bed, my feet can go right into the pajama bottoms and right into the shoes, and I grab up near the back of the door my pajama top, and boom, I could be out the door.
It sounds a lot like the way Batman would put on his bat suit. It was almost automatic for him.
But did y'all find that gross part of turning in bed?
No, I didn't think she was in bed anymore when she turned.
Heidi, do you have a pole in your bedroom?
Well, I do, but like, that doesn't lead outside.
It's like a fire station.
Wow.
She goes down.
What?
She goes down to the first floor. Because you're on second floor, right?
Yes, yeah. I am.
Okay. Well, they say that a lot of the baby boomers also sleep nude, but they didn't expect so many of the millennials to do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I salute you. As a you know, a boomer who sleeps naked, I salute you millennials for sleeping nude too. We have something in common now.
Yeah.
Is it weird that when you say I salute you, I picture you naked saluting?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, good, good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.